Blackstone Publishing presents The Shallows by Matt Goldman. This book is read by MacLeod Andrews. For Elsa and Riley. You make me laugh and quell, fill my goblet with gratitude and give me great hope for our species. I pronounce myself the luckiest dad on the planet. Chapter 1. Police floodlights lit the backyard. Insects flew crazy squiggles in the faux daylight, and I followed a lackluster cop down to Christmas Lake. We stepped onto a dock of fiberglass planks. It jiggled underfoot. A red rowing shell lay at the end, overturned and chained to a galvanized post. It was 4:30 a.m. The eastern sky had lightened to gray with a breath of purple. I looked down. Todd Rabinowitz's body lay on the sandy lake bottom under a couple feet of water. It wore khaki pants and a white t-shirt. He looked like he'd lived to about 50. Fish nibbled on dead Todd's face and fingertips. I said, "You're leaving him in the water?" Detective Mike Norton said,
"There's a complication."
Norton was mid-50s. Tall, white, and doughy. He had light brown hair and a forehead so big he could rent it out as a billboard. Dress pants and a dress shirt, but without jacket and tie. A badge hung on his belt. He said,
"When Mrs. Rabinowitz found her husband, she wasn't sure he was dead. She was using her phone as a flashlight. That's how she spotted him."